First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuba will resume health cooperation with El Salvador.
IFCO pastors for peace caravan pay tribute to Che Guevara.
Key witness in Brazilian corruption case forced to testify against Lula.
German ambassador returns to Venezuela as relations improve.
And now the news in detail.
The governments of El Salvador and Cuba began talks to resume the island's medical cooperation with the Central American country, which includes the return of the successful ophthalmological mission. The Director of Cooperation of El Salvador's Ministry of Health, Miguel Orellana, agreed with the Cuban ambassador, René Ceballo, the guidelines to advance the bilateral cooperation agenda and resume existing projects. Ceballo highlighted the high and positive social impact that characterizes Cuban collaboration, as well as Havana's willingness to accompany the people of Salvadoran in the care and improvement of their well-being. Diplomatic sources confirmed to Prensa Latina that this is the first official step to reactivate the Cuban Medical Brigade in El Salvador. Since 2015, Cuban health professionals worked in an ophthalmological center in the Salvadoran department of San Vicente, where they performed, free of charge, almost 150,000 consultations and more than 23,000 surgeries of eye diseases.
Members of the IFCO Pastors for Peace currently visiting the central province of Villa Clara paid tribute on Tuesday to the Roy Guerrilla Ernesto Che Guevara at the memorial that keeps his remains and those of his comrades in arms. At the solemn ceremony, Gail Walker, executive director of the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization, IFCO Pastors for Peace, ratified the organization's commitment to continue the struggle to end the blockade. The U.S. delegation was accompanied by Iris Menendez, delegate of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples in that province, and by Pedro Valdez, coordinator of the Council of Churches of Cuba in that territory.
One of the key witnesses in the case of Brazil's former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, was forced by prosecutors to testify against him, despite not implicating Lula in his earlier testimonies. He reportedly lied under oath in return for judicious leniency, according to a report published by The Intercept and local media Folha de São Paulo. Businessman Leo Pinheiro, the main shareholder of the OAS construction company and key witness of the case against Lula, was blackmailed by the prosecutors of the Operation Lava Jato in exchange for reduced sentence. In his first two testimonies, the witness had not implicated Lula. However, in the third, he was forced to change the discourse, saying that Lula was promised the apartment as a, quote, gift after it was properly repaired. After the revelation, Lula's team reinforced the illegitimacy of the case and demanded his release. Judge Sergio Moro used Pinheiro's third testimony as key evidence to establish that Lula did become the owner of the apartment and that, therefore, he committed a crime of corruption. On June the 9th, Glenn Greenwald's The Intercept Brazil published an extensive and hard-hitting expose on the alleged political motivations behind Operation Car Wash, Lava Jato, and the task force against former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and the Workers' Party, the PT, as well as the unethical involvement of current Minister of Justice Sergio Moro. The report reveals that Moro, who crusaded as an anti-corruption judge, coordinated with prosecutors in the far-reaching corruption case that led to the conviction of the leftist leader.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro formally authorized German Ambassador Daniel Kriener to return to Caracas a few months after sending him back to Germany over interference in domestic affairs, according to Venezuela's foreign ministry. The decision followed the meeting in Berlin between Venezuelan Deputy Minister Ivan Gil and Germany's head of foreign relations with Latin America and the Caribbean. An official statement tweeted by Jorge Arreaza, Minister of Foreign Relations of Venezuela, said the return of the ambassador represents a serious setback to U.S. foreign policy by having one of its allies deal directly with the Venezuelan government. Krienner was one of the few European representatives that were present on March 4th in Maiquetía Airport to welcome Juan Guaido, an opposition lawmaker who declared himself interim president of Venezuela on January 23rd in violation of the country's constitution. Even when the diplomat was expelled, the Venezuelan government insisted that it did not want the rupture of diplomatic relations in accordance with international law, and that it still wished to continue to strengthen bilateral cooperation. 3 weeks later, Germany refused to recognize the opposition lawmaker Juan Guaido's envoy to Berlin as Venezuela's ambassador, stressing that political conditions to recognize the Guaido's envoy are not met, given that the 30-day maximum period he had to call elections has expired.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Gerwin Jones.
Fernando Teixeira, general director of the Cuban cigar importer Emporium Cigars, confirmed to Sputnik that, quote, the National Health Surveillance Agency, ANVISA, made a wrong interpretation of the formula of Cohiba cigars and the situation has been regularized. On Monday, the Brazilian media echoed the commercial prohibition of Cuban tobacco of the Cohiba brand in the South American giant, after ANVISA claimed to have found in the cigars an alleged excess of sorbic acid, an organic component used as a food preservative. ANVISA rejected in May the application for renewal of the Cohiba trademark registration and granted 30 days to collect all the habanos displayed on shelves in Brazilian stores. According to Sputnik, Teixeira confirmed that ANVISA withdrew the ban and authorized the commercialization of the product, quote, being proven that Cohiba is 100% natural without the addition of other products, unquote. The Cohiba brand is internationally recognized and marketed in all countries except the United States, where its sale is prohibited by the U.S. economic blockade imposed on Cuba for more than six decades.
The 12th International Convention on Environment and Development is underway in Havana with the attendance of experts coming from some 50 countries. The gathering is convened by the Environment Agency of the Ministry of Science, Technology and the Environment of the Republic of Cuba. On Wednesday, the event is focusing on the commitment made for this decade by Latin America and the Caribbean for the attention of protected areas. Delegates will also discuss environmental degradation, drought, deforestation, the use of unfriendly practices to the environment, and the huge amount of plastic products that end up in the sea with great impact on many marine species. For integration and cooperation is a convention's theme, which includes six congresses, management of biodiversity, environmental management and protected areas, environmental education, politics and law, as well as climate change. Experts on these subjects will discuss their views on how human actions are triggering climate change and the increase of extreme weather events.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuba will resume health cooperation with El Salvador.
IFCO Pastors for Peace Caravan pays tribute to Che Guevara.
Key witness in Brazilian corruption case forced to testify against Lula.
German ambassador returns to Venezuela as relations improve.